Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In you, O Lord, I will put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust. from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of you. I have just read to you Psalms 71. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be rejoicing in it, the Bible tells us. Welcome, my brother and my sisters, to Walking in the Light Ministries. I am Pastor Herbert Graham, and I am excited about what God is doing here in Walking in the Light Ministry. I'm excited about the platform. I'm excited about the foundation that he has put us upon to speak the truth from his word. Many places today is not speaking the truth of God's word. And therefore, their people are being led astray. The Bible calls it the blind leading the blind. But truly, God is a good God. And God is a merciful God. And I thank him for his goodness. And I thank him for his mercy. If you have your Bibles today, I'm going to ask you to look over with me in the book of John. We're going to be reading just one verse out of John, which is our foundational scripture for these lessons that the Holy Spirit is downloading into us. We're still in the lesson series of How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit? This is part two of that lesson. And if you haven't listened to part one of How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit, beloved, I pray that you will go back and listen to part one. I also pray that you will get you a pencil and piece of paper, because in these lessons, we're being given a whole lot of scripture. And we need to write these scriptures down and go back and look these scriptures up in the Bible that has given us information about the Holy Spirit. But before we get into John chapter 15, our foundational verse, I'm going to ask you to just say a little brief word of prayer with me, to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Father, we come now to say thank you for this opportunity, for this time that you have allowed us to come together, to take time out of our schedule to meditate and hear your word. Father, we want to thank you for how you allow us to rise early each and every morning and how you allow us to lay down at bedtime. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your son who came and died on Calvary's cross for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to die for our sins. And Father, we ask you to forgive us of all sins and shortcomings now in Jesus Christ's name. And on the third day, you raised him, Father, from the dead. And we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that has been poured out upon all of us whom received him. And right now we ask the Holy Spirit to have your way in this lesson. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, fill us with what we need to be filled up. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you for the power that worketh in us, according to Ephesians 3:20. And right now we serve notice to Satan and his demons. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and your demons. Every evil deed, every evil work, every evil assignment, We cancel it now, and we bind it up, and we send it to the pit of hell. In Jesus' mighty name. And right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, that they may receive the revelation that the Holy Spirit will download unto them. And they will give glory unto the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to actually look it over with me in the book of John, the 15th chapter. And we're going to be looking at the 26th verse. And this is just the foundational scripture that we are using for these lessons of how well do you know the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 15 and verse 26, the Bible says, here, this is Jesus speaking to us, but when the helper, you know, the helper is the Holy Spirit, but when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you, from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And beloved, we're going to use that as our foundational scripture out of John chapter 15, verse 26. Jesus said that when our helper comes, who is the Holy Spirit, he will testify to us about Jesus. He will show us who Jesus was and is to come. In part one, we were talking about the Holy Spirit. And we were talking about the importance of the Holy Spirit. And we were talking about the personalities of the Holy Spirit. And we begin to share in part one of the different personalities and of the Holy Spirit. No, he's not a schizophrenic. He's just perfect in all his ways. If the Bible gives the Holy Spirit a name, a title, you better believe that name, that title in the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Spirit is a perfect way. It's not a delusional way. It is a perfect way. The personality of the Holy Spirit. Spirit has personal titles. Personal titles are given to the Holy Spirit, which again shows that he is a divine person. He is called the Comforter, which also means the Advocate. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 26. And John chapter 15 and verse 26, which we just read. And John chapter 16 and verse 7. This same title is used of Jesus as a person, meaning one who stands alongside, John chapter 14 and verse 26. In John chapter 14 and verse 16, Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit as another comfort. The Holy Spirit could not take the place of Jesus personally if he was but an impersonal influence. He couldn't take the place of Jesus if he was just some type of influence. He came to be personally related to the disciples that Jesus was personally related to while here on earth. The same type of relationship that the disciples had with Jesus Christ is the same type of relationship that the disciples had with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit came to be personally in them what Jesus was personally to them. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit came to be personally in them, in you, in me, in the disciples what Jesus is to us personally on the outside. On the outside of the disciples. The same one that was walking with the disciples on the outside, and they saw him, they ate with him, they talked to him, they slept with him, the same one that saw this, the Holy Spirit is doing the same thing to them now on the inside. You know, communication is very important to us as human beings. Without communicating, information will be limited. We need to communicate not only with each other, but also with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to communicate with us if we will allow him to do so. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to share truths with you and not a lie. He wants to reveal things to you that you know not of. Not only do the Holy Spirit wants to reveal things to you and to me, but the Holy Spirit performs personal acts. He works in a personal way. We find that the Holy Spirit works. He shows works in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 11. We show that the Holy Spirit will search things in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. The Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, 2 Samuel chapter 23, in verse 2, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 20, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. We see that the Holy Spirit testifies in John chapter 15 and verse 26 and Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 30. The Holy Spirit bears witness in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 6. The Holy Spirit teaches in John chapter 14 and verse 26. The Holy Spirit instructs us. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 20. The Holy Spirit reproves. John chapter 16 and verses 8 through 11. The Holy Spirit prays and make intercessions. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. The Holy Spirit leads. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. The Holy Spirit guides the believer into all truth. John chapter 16 and verse 13. The Holy Spirit glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 16 and verse 14. The Holy Spirit brings about regeneration. John chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. The Holy Spirit strives with men. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. The Holy Spirit convicts men. John chapter 16 and verse 8. The Holy Spirit sends messengers from God. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 16. The Holy Spirit calls men into ministry. Acts chapter 13 and verse 2. And Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. The Holy Spirit directs men into the service of Christ. Acts chapter 8 and verse 29, and Acts chapter 10 and verse 19, and Acts chapter 16 verses 6 and 7.
The Holy Spirit also imparts spiritual gifts to the members of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. You see, the Holy Spirit will empower us to perform certain acts. He will guide us and he will lead us to perform these acts. And when we allow him to do what he wants to do in us, we're giving glory unto the Father, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and thanking God for the Holy Spirit, giving glory by doing what he told us to do. Remember when Jesus came and Jesus said, I must do the work of him who sent me. The Father sent the Son to do a work. Then the Son prayed to the Father to send the Holy Spirit to do a work. And the Holy Spirit not only lives in the inside of a believer, but he empowers a believer. And he empowers us to do these works. See, the Holy Spirit is spoken of as having personal feelings that could not be attributed to an impersonal power. Spirit can be grieved in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. The Holy Spirit can be insulted. You can insult the Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 29. The Holy Spirit can be lied to in Acts chapter 5 and verse 3. The Holy Spirit can be blasphemed, 31 and 32. The Holy Spirit can be resisted. And people are resisting the Holy Spirit every day. Acts chapter 7 and verse 51. The Holy Spirit can be tempted. Acts chapter 6 and verse 9. The Holy Spirit can be vexed. Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 10. The Holy Spirit can be quenched. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. See, the Holy Spirit has personal feelings. And no power has personal feelings. Power is just power. But when you have personal feelings that we have just read to you, where you can find the scriptures that relate to the Holy Spirit in these manners, we're talking about a person. We're not talking about some just no entity of power, but we're talking about a real person that wants to communicate with you and with me. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. He's nothing that you and I should take lightly, but he is divine. He is God indwelling the redeemed and working within the believer to fulfill the will of God. The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit indwelling you, indwelling me, and redeeming us. You know, we are going through a work. None of us have made it yet. The Bible says, work out your soul's salvation with fear and trembling. Some of us, most of us, all of us, are still missing the mark in some areas of our life. And we need the redeeming power of the Holy Spirit. And see, not only do he redeem us, but he's working within the believer to fulfill the will of God for our life. See, God has given you and I a will to do on this earth. He just like he gives his, he has given his son an assignment, beloved, he's also giving you and giving me an assignment. And we do that assignment through the Holy Spirit. It is the blessed and glorious privilege of all believers to have conscious joy and knowledge of the Holy Spirit within. We should be conscious of the Holy Spirit being within us. We should have joy to know that God is living on the inside of us. If you are redeemed, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have repented of your sin, if you have received the Holy Spirit, welcome into this place. Within a man, within a woman, the power that God shares with you and with me. Not only is it power that will go to work for you in any situation or circumstance, it is power to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever act or think. It is power like you never experienced before. Power that cannot fail. But it will achieve the thing that is working at or working toward. It is power that already has the answer before you ask the question, that already delivered before we even ask to be delivered. The Holy Spirit is equipped with everything you and I need. Not only does the Holy Spirit will lead us in, but he will keep us as we walk each and every day. Not only will he keep us, and after our time is up here on this earth, he will usher us home into the very presence of the Father. Now, why wouldn't we wouldn't want to have communication with the Holy Spirit? When we grieve him, we ought to repent. When we insult him, we need to repent. When we lie, we need to repent. When we resist him or tempt him or blaspheme him or vex him or quench him, we need to repent. He is a person, ladies and gentlemen. And he is a person that wants to communicate with you.
he doesn't want to play with you concerning life and life issues. But he's very serious about things that we go through. He's not only here to just supply your need. He's here because we need him. That's why he is here. We need him in so many different ways. One of the ways is we need him to empower. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God said, I will raise up a standard against him. We need him to plow every knee. The doors that the Spirit of God opens, no man can shut. And the doors that the Spirit of God closes, no man can open. We need him even when our bodies are racking with pain. He leads us. He teaches us. So his deity is very important. The scripture also testifies to the fact that the Holy Spirit is God co-equal with the Father and the Son, yet a distinct person in the eternal Godhead. He is divine. He is. With his divine association with the Father and the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are linked together as one in the baptismal command of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, this shows the Holy Spirit to be co-eternal and co-eternal in the Godhead. Each is linked in the triune name, read also in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. The teaching of Jesus clearly relates that the Holy Spirit is one with the Father and himself. John chapter 14, verse 16 and verse 26. In John chapter 15 and verse 26. In John chapter 16, verse 7 through 13. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 33. We see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit at Jesus' baptism. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. In the administration of the church, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6, and involved in apostolic benediction, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. See, the Holy Spirit is just as divine as Jesus the Son and God the Father. They are co-equal one with another. When you're talking to one, you're talking to all three. I'm going to say that again. When you're talking to one, you're talking to all three. Though they are three, they are distinct one from another. They are one. Look at you, beloved. You are a spirit, you have a body, and you have a soul. Those three different parts in you. But when you look in the mirror, what do you see? One person standing there.
When you die, and we all going to go that way one day, when you die, your body, your flesh returns back to the dust, the earth. The Bible says, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. Your spirit will descend out of your body and go to the Father. And your soul can follow that. You are born again. But if not born again, your soul shall depart to a place that God never intended for you or for me to go. But because of those out there who don't wish to repent, they found themselves in a place called Hades. Now, in this place called Hades, there's a place where you can still speak and you can still think and you still can remember. But the one thing will override all of that. You will be in a place that you will be tormented. Tormented. All the time, throughout eternity, because you choose not to make the right decision while you are alive here on earth. That place called Hades, you don't have to go there. Some call it hell. But you don't have to go there if you choose to make the right choice now. The Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Will you serve God or will you serve the devil? The Holy Spirit wants to communicate with you. Now is the time to make the choice. And if you want to make that choice, just say this simple prayer with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and my shortcomings right now. I ask you to come live inside of me and change me into the person that you will have me to be, to do your will, and to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I believe that when Jesus Christ died on that cross for me, for my sin, after he died, you raised him on the third day. And now I believe that in my heart, and I confess that with my mouth. And I thank you, Lord, for coming and saving me. Oh, beloved, if you prayed that prayer, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. They are rejoicing tonight. They are glad because you made an intelligent decision to come on the Lord's side, serve the devil in. You made an intelligent decision to allow the Holy Spirit to come now and live on the inside of you and to teach you and to guide you into all truth, to redeem you through a process he's going to take you. The Holy Spirit will do that through the working. That's why we work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Yes, there may be times you might miss the blue mark, but all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned against you and against heaven. In Jesus Christ's name, then you are forgiven just like that, my brother and my sister. Just like that. It's just that simple. A simple confession of faith. Asking for forgiveness. The Holy Spirit is talking in these messages. And he's giving you revelation about who he is.
as you go back and look up those scriptures that we have read off to you today, let him use you the way he wants to use you. And you'll be giving him the glory, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let him use you. Remember, we're in a lesson series of how well do you know the Holy Spirit? And we're on part two here. And the deity of the Holy Spirit is his, by divine distinction from the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, though one with the Father and the Son, he is also distinguished from the Father and the Son. The Son is sent by the Father and the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12 and 16. The Holy Spirit descended upon the Son as a dove, as the Father's voice spoke from heaven. John chapter 1 and verse 33. Luke chapter 3 and verses 21 and 22. The Holy Spirit is partaker of the triune name, the name of the Godhead, to be used in a ministry, baptism. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Where the disciples say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Son prays to the Father to send the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, verses 16 and 26, and John chapter 15, verse 26, in John chapter 16, verse 7 through 13. The believer has access to the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father through the Son in John chapter 14, verse 26, and John chapter 15 and verse 26. See, so the Holy Spirit is here. He's here. And he's in you if you will let him be in. Follow him. Listen to him. Communicate with him. In Jesus' name. Remember, communication is very important. And we communicate each and every day with our other human beings here on this earth. Beloved, we're going to pause right there. And we pray that this message on how well do you know the Holy Spirit part two was a blessing to you. And that you will go back and know these scriptures that we have read to you, you go back and study them and let the Holy Spirit communicate with you even stronger than where you are today. Meditate on those scriptures. And then join me here next Saturday at 7 p.m. here at Walking in the Light Ministry. And we will move further in how well do we know the Holy Spirit. Beloved, truly, it has been a blessing. Go in peace, beloved, and may God's richest blessings be yours.